The single worst failure of security and intelligence in the history of this state. That's how Michael Gallagher, whose son Aidan was killed in the Omagh bombing, has described the atrocity. A preliminary hearing of the statutory public inquiry into the bombing will take place today. 29 people, including a pregnant woman with twins, were killed and more than 200 injured when a bomb exploded on Market Street in Omagh in August 1998. The hearing is happening at the Shrule Art Centre in the town. Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph, joins us now. Alison, what will happen today at the preliminary hearing?
So we expect Lord Alan Turnbull, who is the chairperson of the inquiry, to lay out the procedural issues. There won't be any witnesses called today. There will be no evidence presented today. But what will happen is the families are expected to show up and the survivors of that terrible attack. And they will hear as the chairman lays out the procedure and how he expects this inquiry is going to run. It could last up to 2 years, possibly even more, given this huge volume of evidence that is going to have to be heard in this case. So today is a big day for those families, but it will be a day when we will find out exactly how this inquiry is going to run and what the timetable is expected to be, but we won't hear, the evidence will be presented as yet.
What will the inquiry look at? What are the key issues for the inquiry?
Well, earlier this year, we were already given the remit of what the inquiry intends to look at. It won't name people who it believes are involved, but what it will do is it will look at the intelligence, the phone intelligence that was available, the intelligence that was available prior to the attack. And I suppose for the families, the big question that needs answered is, was this preventable? Could there have been measures taken? Could roadblocks have been put in place? Were police aware that an attack was going to take place and what could have been done to prevent it? And that is really the remit of the inquiry. The inquiry is to establish, was this a preventable attack? What could have been done, and also what lessons could be learned from the intelligence that was gathered at that time?
Why are witnesses not being called?
Witnesses will be called in the future. They're just not going to be called today. Today is really about setting out the remit for this inquiry and showing how this is going to run. It's basically the opening day of what's going to be a huge undertaking, which is going to last a long time. There's a lot of evidence to be presented. A lot of this is very highly sensitive intelligence evidence, and so I would expect that Lord Turnbull will reassure people that he has access to that intelligence and that this is going to be as open and transparent a process as possible.
Earlier this month, the Irish Cabinet formally agreed to provide assistance to the inquiry. Do we know the level of cooperation that the Irish government will give?
There has been some criticism of the Irish government's role in this because some of the families and victims groups feel that there should have been special legislation passed that would have allowed the inquiry to have part of its sittings in the south, possibly in Dublin, because we know that this was the real IRA who carried out this attack, that it was a cross-border effort and part of the planning of this operation, and some of the people involved were situated on the other side of the border. And then this was transported then obviously to Omagh. So, but instead what the Irish government said is that they will cooperate with any intelligence that they have, that they will pass on to the inquiry, but they haven't went as far as to say that the inquiry can't sit in the south.
The UK government has dropped its ongoing legal challenge against a court ruling which declared parts of the Troubles Legacy Act to be unlawful. What's the impact of that?
Well, I was there the day that this ruling was given. Basically, what it said was the judge said that the amnesty part of this legislation was completely unlawful and was not subject to Article 2 human rights legislation. The British government at the time, the former British government, because as we know they have since been replaced with a Labour government, had said that they were going to appeal that decision. The Labour government, in their manifesto, actually specifically said that they would repeal the entire Legacy Act and replace it with something else. So the first step in that is they have said that they will no longer be appealing that court ruling from earlier this year. What we don't know is what it is they're going to replace the Legacy Act with, because we do need something, clearly. There's no mechanism currently that is acceptable to victims to deal with the legacy of our past. What the Labour government come up with, well, that we don't know. But what we do know is this is the first step in that, and that they're saying that they won't appeal that very specific court ruling in relation to this very controversial piece of legislation.
Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. Thanks for joining us this morning.